Ben, I welcome you to my farm today, and I hope that we can make this an annual affair. Now these heifers that these men are getting here, of course I feel like they're very, very good. And you're welcome to look at all these animals. And they range from 2 months to 20 months old.
Well, thank you very much, Doctor. You certainly have some fine-looking cattle around here. Now, before we go on with any other part of the talking part of the program, I think we ought to hear from a quartet that we have here. The Eastman High School NFA chapter has a very fine singing quartet, and they're going to sing this morning for you. First of all, going to meet my mother.
I'm going to meet my mother.
Looking around here right at the moment for Mr. Simmons again. Mr. Simmons, I understand that you'd like to talk to a few of the winners up here today. You got any of them around here?
Yes, I think I'd like to talk to Bullock. Bullock, how do you feel as the fresh state champion in the livestock show?
I feel very good as a state champion in the livestock show.
The public would like to know
What you gonna do with all this money you won today?
Well, I think I might buy a beef heifer.
Have you ever put any of your animals on exhibit anywhere?
Yes, sir, I had a dairy heifer. I exhibited her at the cow show in Raleigh.
What about the fair in Vance County?
I exhibited my D-Rock jersey sow, and she won grand champion.
Good. Give the boy a hand. Now I'd like to hear from an old dirt farmer, a man who is supporting these boys. I'm proud of the fact that our fathers here in North Carolina are interested in this program. This is a busy season on the farm, but we have a number of fathers that are going to see that boy through. So I'd like to have my good friend Quill Moore from down in Bladen County come up here and tell us what he thinks about the show.
Dr. McPherson and other associated members with the extension work, you've had one of the finest examples at this farm today of any group, white or colored, that you find anywhere in North Carolina. You'll have to go way down next to the California line to find cattle that you can look at with your eyes any finer than you've looked at here today. I've seen equal, but I don't know I've seen it that surpassed. Now, C.S. Roebuck and this bull proposition is give you a first-hand introduction. And that's one of the things that's against our group and has been for a long time we failed to produce. And we've got to go down. The earth offers you the same thing that it offered Dr. McPherson or any other man in North Carolina. The public school system is offering you just as good a curriculum as he is anybody. You have just as many gentlemen from State College to assist you in your problems as you do anywhere else. Put your hands on them and use them. Mr. Selman Sherry is a man that has done quite a bit.
Well,
for
I
his group.
Ask you one question.
Yes, sir.
You think the boys will buy these heifers here today?
Why, I have no other idea.
What do you think they'll do with them when they take them back home?
Well, with the rousing that has been brought about you, I think that it'll just go to work.
Thank you very much. You know, boys, I'm mighty happy that we're fortunate in having the superintendent of education in the public schools of Alamance County come up here and witness this pioneer movement in beef cattle production. I'm wondering if I can't get Mr. Yon to come up to the mic and say just a word to the boys at this time. Mr. Yon.
Professor Simmons, I'm sorry that I don't know enough about just what's taking place here today to perhaps say what you would like for me to say. I do want to commend you and all of these folks, though, for the very fine work that's being done in improving cattle production in this area. And I want to commend the Organization of the Negro Farmers of America, is that the correct title, for the splendid work that's being done in the vocational agriculture departments in this county. I want to also commend the people of this county, the farmers of this county, for the very fine program that they have of food production also. And I'm glad that I could take a little time off and come and be with you this morning.
To close up today's program, we have the quartet from the Mary Potter chapter of the NFA, first place winners in the NFA State Quartet Contest. Quartet's going to sing, "It's Me, O Lord."